Florida lawmakers are bracing for budget holes, despite figures showing the state could end up with another year of surplus. Lynn Hatter reports the cost driver, health care.
Healthcare concerns, more specifically cost problems, are starting to take over conversations at the Capitol. It's not staying in its own box, as evidenced by a Wednesday committee looking at the Office of Vocational Rehab, which helps disabled Floridians find jobs.
We are spending money for surgical services and medical diagnostic services, medical testing, that sort of thing. Just so you know, that's in the education budget.
That's Republican State Senator Don Gates. Despite its purpose as a jobs agency, vocational rehab is spending most of its money on health care services. The director says that's mostly due to mental health care because people who are uninsured have turned to her agency for help. And for the past several months, state budget officials have been talking about the growing costs of the state's Medicaid program. Lawmakers privatized it a few years ago, hoping to save money. But costs are starting to get larger as more people enter the system, says state economist Amy Baker.
The first one is increased life expectancy and longevity. The second one is the aging population increasing the demand for services. The third one is technological change in medicine. And the fourth one is prescription drug costs overall.
To make it worse, a federal program that supplied billions to hospitals treating uninsured patients is being phased out, causing the healthcare budget hole to get even bigger. And that, says Republican Senator Tom Lee, will have to be addressed soon.
There is a real problem out on the horizon from our state budget standpoint, and we have an obligation, I think, to manage it before it becomes a crisis, not ignore it and kick the can down the road.
Florida lawmakers have started rolling out several proposals and ideas to curb or cut health care costs. Governor Rick Scott wants price transparency in hospitals, and plans to grow alternative health care centers are underway. A move to let highly trained nurses act as primary care providers could be revived. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.